The strongest segment of the week is brought to you by Gold's Gym, redefining fitness since 1965. Gold's Gym, the official gym of 3 and Out.
There's been a report come out that with the World Cup coming in 2018, a loophole has occurred to where Russian stadiums to allow cocaine, cannabis, and heroin at the 2018 FIFA World Cup.
It's going to be an interesting offseason.
Can you say those substances again?
Cocaine, cannabis, and heroin. And the list goes on to include codeine, morphine, amphetamines. Yeah, that's the list so far.
I feel like
this isn't exactly like beer and wine with some liquor or cigarettes allowed on the premises. This is heroin? Cocaine? Meth?
This is where I think it's kind of funny because it says, I'll just read the beginning just to kind of give you an idea. A bureaucratic loophole will allow soccer fans attending the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia this summer to bring cannabis, cocaine, and even heroin into events as long as attendees have the proper medical paperwork. I'm trying to think of
how do you get prescribed cocaine?
Heroin.
Cocaine. Meth?
Wait, meth was in there?
Was meth on there?
Well, I don't think meth was on there.
Methamphetamine, not meth.
Yeah.
Right.
Just amphetamine.
Just amphetamine. Okay. Not methamphetamine. Yeah.
Heroin? Cocaine? What kind of kooky doctor is going to give you the cocaine prescription?
It's a good question, man. Like, I don't know how the other countries operate. But it goes on to talk about how...
That's so odd. First of all, is this a good idea?
Having a World Cup in Russia? No.
Is it crazy that the United States World Cup bid is getting, like, poo-pooed on because everyone hates Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump won't be the president by 2026. But everyone's wanting to go to Morocco. Not that Morocco wouldn't be awesome. I mean, it's a beautiful country. I'm not saying Morocco's bad. It's more of a destination probably than the United States. I'm just saying the fact that we're going to Russia and this is what's going to be allowed in the stadium. This is a soccer crowd that could be legally jacked up on cocaine. This seems like a really, really bad idea. Are all the Russian laws this lax? Is this just Russia? Is this a mistake in some type of, like, FIFA planning or rules committee? Like, how did this happen? Can you just do this in Russia? Do they have Russian doctors who will give you? Oh, yes. After a brief physical with Mr. Shishishev, I have decided that he needs to be prescribed a heavy dose of cocaine and cannabis mixed.
Well, the article talks about, it says, the Moscow-based Eurasian Economic Union, the EU, a joint economic trade bloc of countries including Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Russia, allow for certain banned narcotic and psychotropic drugs to be brought into the country with supporting medical documentation. The Russian-led Union of Nations gives foreign travelers the right to carry drugs, including cannabis and cocaine, with the proper prescription papers.
What country prescribes cocaine?
I don't know, man.
Like, Colombia?
That's why this thing, like, when I first saw
this
article.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of South American countries and travelers obviously going to Russia. I mean, you're going to have Brazil, you're going to have Colombia, you're going to have probably, I don't know, Chile. Like, are all of these countries in the World Cup? I'm sure that Brazil and Colombia are.
I don't know.
Honduras, probably.
Because is it kind of like you see with a lot of, like, we'll take California, for example, when it comes to getting a prescription for medical marijuana. It's not difficult. And so it's like in these countries, is it just kind of like, is that their equivalent to like just getting medical marijuana? It's like, oh, here's some cocaine.
I'm sleepy a lot
had
at work. Oh, here. Here's
some cocaine.
Here's some of the finest cocaine we have. Nate, have you learned anything? Are you reading a very serious article over there?
I have learned something.
Yes. Finally.
I don't want
to enlighten us.
I don't want to be the killjoy here, but.
No, buddy, if you tell me that this is all fake and kind of overblown, I'll be very excited.
And I guess Newsweek.
I guess the United States not being in this, I'm not exactly fearing for the well-being of our athletes or our fans since, you know, we're not going to be at the World Cup. But I am very curious as to what's going on
here. Take a deep breath. Because apparently the loophole was found in some obscure regulations of the Eurasia Economic Union, the EAEU, a Russian-led trade bloc that comprises five countries from the former Soviet Union. In its list of regulated substances, these narcotics, along with amphetamines, marijuana, and dozens of others, are listed in the permissible section as opposed to the prohibited one.
Oh.
This does not mean they can be imported freely. It simply means that they can cross the borders between member countries along with other items in the same list, such as dinosaur bones and spy-level encoding equipment under very specific circumstances, provided they fill in a legal declaration of their cargo. So Newsweek essentially took one of those really weird laws on Russian books, kind of like how, you know, you remember that commercial where it's like, in Connecticut, you can't shoot a whale from your car or something like that? They basically took...
It wasn't Connecticut, it was a landlocked state, which made it, I think it was like Alabama or something. It was some fun in Kentucky.
So essentially, Newsweek dug up random Russian laws and made it into a clickbaity headline.
Well, they got me.
So
they got me big time.
And you call yourself the executive producer?
I mean, I saw everyone passing this around.
No, I know. It was going around like crazy. I was a little more skeptical. I was kind of like, what the hell are we doing?
Basically,
here?
If you're a government and you can show why you need this for certain things, it's
Colombia's
okay
going to try to sneak in
that's,
bags
that's where
of
I
cocaine.
Was like, I was like, I could understand it, but I just couldn't see somebody being able to prescribe this to the people in the first place.
Right,
so that's
yeah.
where I was like, I don't see it being an issue.
Some dictator's going to bring in a T-Rex thigh bone as a
a weapon.
What's the word I'm looking for? The aphrodisiac. Yeah, you grind up some T-Rex teeth and then you...
I thought you meant just bring it as a club to whack opposing fans with.
I don't know where you... Yeah.
I mean, soccer's brutal in the stands, man.
I know,
I mean, you got to come
wait till they're on heroin. Yeah, yeah, crazy.